In 1940, a black teenager was lynched in LaGrange. The crime was barely acknowledged at the time, and it was quickly forgotten until last night. More than 70 years later, the LaGrange police chief officially said, "I'm sorry," and WABE's Stephanie Stokes was there.
200 people pack into the pews of Warren Temple United Methodist Church. The audience is evenly mixed, black and white. LaGrange Police Chief Lou Dekmar starts a story.
Austin was under arrest and at the LaGrange Police Department when he was forcibly taken from custody by at least six men wearing hoods and armed with a gun.
Austin Calloway was only 16. He was accused of assaulting a white woman. Before any trial, the hooded men took him to the outskirts of town and shot him.
The record of the police department's efforts to locate Austin after he was kidnapped is absent. Not surprisingly, so is any investigation into his murder.
And the killers were never brought to justice. Chief Dekmar only learned of the lynching a couple of years ago. He says he wants to recognize it to build trust in the community.
As the LaGrange police chief, I sincerely regret and denounce the role our police department played in Austin's lynching, both through our action and our inaction. And for that, I'm profoundly sorry. It should never have happened.
The crowd claps. Eventually, there's a standing ovation. The admission mattered to the black members in the audience, like Bobby Hart.
Because I've never really heard him. I've never heard a white man or a white woman say, "We're sorry for what we did here in the city." And it makes a difference.
Stephanie Stokes, WABE News.